Afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am so excited. We have so much good stuff that we're bringing to you today, this week, next week. It's really, really incredible. You really want to stay connected to Nothing But Good News Radio. For those of you listening for the first time, I'm an international leader in corporate and personal development. I am a talk show host, a TV personality, coach, author. I publish a magazine, and I am the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I'm also the originator of something called the Vision Program, where my team and I specialize in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I am so proud of the work that we do. But I'll talk a little bit about this radio show. In the age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles that you hear are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that we deliver. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, I'd also like to share with you that I'm a cast member of the upcoming movie, The Journey, and we'll be talking about that today, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Nick Halleck, Dr. Joe Rubino, Don and Melinda Boyer, Vic Johnson, and a host of others. And I said we'll be talking about that a little more later, and I want to get to our guest today, which I'm very excited to have with me. But before I get to the guest, you know what comes next. I want to read to you a G-note. A G-note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-note simply reads, listen up, this is a good one. Dear friend, you have a responsibility to unfold your own myth, the magic of the one and only you. Oh, it's true. There's only one of you, and there really is magic in creating and allowing the who that you are meant to be to show up here. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk about today's guest, and I want to get you motivated, and I want to bring you some great, great, great tips. I'm so excited to have him here with me today, because today on Nothing But Good News, I will welcome fellow cast member and personal development icon, Vic Johnson. Vic Johnson is a Florida-based internet infopreneur. He's an author, a motivational speaker, and the founder of a host of personal development sites. There is so much that Vic has done. What I'd like to do is just say, welcome, Vic, to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Oh, thank you, Candy. I'm excited to be with you.
You know, I am so happy to have you here. And boy, don't we have some excitement heading our way in a week or so.
Yeah, in about 8 or 9 days. Big time things going on the other coast, but I'm sure it's going to reverberate back to Florida and around the world.
That's what I think. Right here in Florida, we are just going to really kick that thing up a notch. But, you know, before we talk about the movie, I want to talk about you. A little bit about your background and how it is that you've built what you've built in this personal development arena.
The quick short answer is I just kind of failed my way to this point. And, you know, I think that is something that most people overlook as one of the key parts to being successful. But literally, you know, Candy, about 15 years ago, my life was upside down. I'd been successful in some, you know, small businesses that I'd started in the past and found myself after making living by some, you know, poor standards and making some bad judgments. Back in 1996, my family and I were evicted from our house. Judge gave us 48 hours to go find another place to live. The next year, we lost the last automobile that we had. That year, I qualified for the federal earned income tax credit, which means that my whopping $14,000 and some odd dollars of salary that year, was below the U.S. poverty level for a family of five. And so, you know, at that point in time, I looked around at where I was at and realized that what I'd been doing, what I'd been thinking, the way that I'd been living had gotten me to that point, and I desperately wanted out of it and began to study people like Bob Proctor. In fact, I joined Bob Proctor's mentor program shortly after becoming aware of him, and guys like Brian Tracy, and you know, people that you and I, I'm sure, have studied and had a great impact in our life. The late Jim Rohn was a big mentor of mine. Charlie Tremendous Jones, another tremendous mentor, and then people like Cynthia Kersey, who I'm going to see when we're out in L.A. next week, who wrote the great book Unstoppable. Cynthia was a early mentor of mine as well, especially through the book Unstoppable. And you know, based on learning from those mentors and making some changes in my life, and they weren't a lot of big changes, but they were some important changes. You know, it was a small time after that, relatively speaking. You know, in about a year, I was able to turn that around after things hit really the bottom. And within a handful of years, had a seven-figure business that we had started on the internet. And, you know, it, as they say, you know, the rest is history. But it all came about from failure. And through that failure, you know, came a great deal of success.
Well, you know, I'm smiling as I'm listening to you, because my own story has been called from peanut butter to private jets. 18 years ago, I found myself a broke, homeless, single mother. And I hear your story and being in that place. And one of the things I heard right off the bat when you started talking to me is that you accepted responsibility, where you said, I'm not going to be here anymore, and I'm going to take a look at me to see my own behavior and how I'm thinking and I'm behaving that's brought me to this point. That's such an important piece, I think, to drive home to folks, this personal responsibility piece. So many folks are willing to say, look what life has done to me. What's your conversation about personal responsibility?
Well, that was the, you know, that was probably the hardest part for me to do. I mean, nobody wants to look at the disaster in their life and take full responsibility. We want to blame somebody. We want to blame our ex-spouse. You know, we want to blame our boss, or we want to blame the economy. Right now, a lot of people wanting to blame the economy for the state of their life. And, you know, the reality is this: whoever has or whatever has the responsibility in your life has the power in your life. So if you give the responsibility for your current circumstances over to your boss or to the economy or to whatever, then guess what? That is the only thing that can turn your life around. Because if you don't have responsibility for it, if you're not in control of it, then you can't turn it around. And so it was a process for me. It was not something that I wanted to accept. You know, I didn't want to accept the fact that my kids came home from school some days and the lights were turned off, utilities were turned off, or the phone was turned off, you know, or whatever. I didn't want to accept responsibility for that. But in the end, it was probably the greatest day of freedom that I have ever experienced, was the day that I looked and I said, okay, if you created this mess, if in fact you take responsibility, if in fact you are responsible for creating it, then you can create the solution for it. And that was such a great day of freedom, because I realized at that point that even though things weren't looking that good at that place in my life, that I had tremendous power, that I had never realized that I had that much power. Because even though I had been successful and to some degree, not nearly as successful as I've been in the last 15 years, but I'd achieved some levels of success, but I always thought there were some external powers, or, you know, people or circumstances or whatever, that had some impact and influence on that. It's not. It's all from within. And most of us, when we look for a way to solve our problem, we're always looking on the outside. And the answer is always on the inside. And if you solve the problem on the inside, if whatever you create on the inside, you will see on the outside. And that learning that and accepting that and living by that had more, to do with a massive change in my life. Because, you know, it's hard to fathom that you can, you know, be at a point in your life where you have to, you know, you get in your car and you hope you can find enough silver that dropped down in the seat in order to get, you know, enough gas to get to your next destination. It's hard to go from that, you know, driving a 15-year-old car that I borrowed from a friend because my last one had been repossessed. You know, it's hard to imagine going from that to being able, you know, for my Christmas present last year, walk into a dealership and buy a $70,000 automobile. It's hard to fathom that you can go from one extreme to the other, but you certainly can if you take responsibility for that. And I think you're right. I think that may be the biggest key to people turning their lives around. It's just simply that one task. And it's not, it's not that big of a task, but it's so important. Just take responsibility for where you're at. And when you do that, you're responsible for the rest of it, too.
It's a magical key. I agree. Hey, hear that music? That means we're going to be heading off to a commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We got lots of great stuff right here with Vic Johnson on Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio, and I promised you a lot of great stuff. And I'm here today with Vic Johnson, and he has an extraordinary story to tell. And, you know, the first segment, we talked a lot about personal responsibility. But, Vic, you were telling your story about how 15 years ago, I mean, you were pretty much broke. That was it. You'd lost everything. And here you are, I mean, really a personal development icon. And I'm proud to say that I've had the opportunity to do some work with you. I mean, really, it means a lot to me. But what I'd like to know is, and you said that you made some important changes, and they weren't necessarily big ones. Are those what are some of those changes you can share with the listening audience?
Well, you know, the funny thing is the three biggest changes, and I always end every presentation that I do with three simple changes that people can make in their life, and I think that they're so simple that most people discount them or blow them off, but they've made a tremendous impact on me, and they were passed on to me, by the way. These are habits that I got from Jim Rohn and from Charlie Tremendous Jones and from Bob Proctor and some others, and I was told how that they could change my life, and I believed them. See, I was desperate enough where I actually believed them, and I acted on it. And the first one is simply to read at least 15 minutes a day from a good book, and a good book would be classified as a good personal development book, and there's thousands of them. I would start probably with the top 10 classics like Think and Grow Rich and As a Man Thinketh and, you know, The Power of Positive Thinking and books that have traditionally been on that classic list. But get in the habit of doing that. And, you know, I challenge people to do that and say, if you can't tell a difference in 30 days, then don't ever pick up another book. It won't do you any good. But I promise you that before 30 days is up, you'll be calling me in amazement. At just that little bit of time. That's how I started, 15 minutes a day. And it became then a passion for me where I was reading a couple hours a day. Now, you know, if you work and you have other responsibilities to your family and other commitments, you know, to read a couple hours a day means, guess what? You probably can't watch television. So that was another great habit, was I just stopped watching anything or listening to anything. You know, Candy, if someone could take your radio show and listen to something like you, your radio show and other radio shows like this all day long, at the end of the day, it would be amazing. Because you would feel so incredibly different. But if you wake up in the morning and you drive to work and you're listening to a shock jock, or you're listening to a news talk radio, or you're listening to something like that that's all filled up with what all the bad things happened that, you know, in the last 24 hours, then you're going to be a basket case. So I changed all those. I started reading 15 minutes a day. Then it grew to a couple hours a day. In a period of 10 years, I read over 1,000 books. I've since found out that all the people that I admire, historical people like Winston Churchill, or just to the present, people like Bob Proctor, who's been a great mentor to me. They are phenomenal readers. They are great. I've never met a person that was successful who didn't read. And in fact, I was doing an event with Jim Stovall, who lost his sight when he was 29 years old. And Jim is in his 50s now and has done some incredible things with his life, but he told us an amazing story that before he was 29 years old, other than the textbooks that he had in class in school, here he had full sight and he could read. He had never read a full book before he was 29. He went blind, and after a bit of a struggle with that, he began to read. Of course, his books are audio books, but he began to read, and Jim Stovall has read a book every single day of his life since he was 29 years old, because he found out what a big impact it would have on his life. So that was habit number one. I changed that one. The second habit was I decided that I would listen to a positive audio message every day. Like I said, if we could carry you around all day long and that's all we listen to, we would feel so good about ourselves. We'd feel so good about the future. We'd feel so good about, you know, the things that we could accomplish, that all our present obstacles would look small. So I started listening to Bob Proctor. I started listening to Jim Rohn, Cynthia Kersey, people like that. My car became a university. It so happened at the time that the cable company came out and cut our cable off, which was one of the greatest things that ever happened. I never had it turned back on for about 5 years, so we missed all of the big news of the day because I wasn't listening to it in the car on the radio, and I wasn't watching it on television, and I stopped getting the newspaper. So all these audios every day were keeping me in the right frame of mind. And then the third thing that Charlie Tremendous Jones says, that you're the same as you'll be in 5 years except for two things: the books you read and the people you associate with. Well, I was reading the books. I was staying in the right frame of mind with the positive audios, and then I began to associate with the right people. I began to get around people who had a vision for the future, who had some goals, who had some ambition, people that wanted more than what they had, they wanted to become more than who they were. They knew they had been called to do more. They knew that they had the gifts. They knew they had the talent, that all they had to do is find it, develop it. And I wanted to be around those people. I didn't want to, you know, be around the people that hang out at the water cooler and talk about how bad it is, or, you know, how the boss isn't fair, or whatever it is. And when you begin to associate with those people, and the great thing about you and I, next week we're going to be hanging out with a bunch of people that we were working with in the journey, but also the people that are coming to see the premiere. And all those are people are going to be the right kind of people to be around. So, you know, those three habits, as small as they are, probably the three biggest things that I did, and they sound so simple, but they were so, so big in my life.
Well, you know, I know so much of this is true, and I have been an avid reader for most of my life, and I started reading at a very early age and started reading, you know, self-help books. I've read everything, mainstream religions, alternate religions, success gurus, motivational speakers, you name it, I've read it, fascinated by this thing called thought transformation, and so I've been studying it for almost 30 years and now teaching it in a big way. I do a lot of corporate work, do a lot of work individually, and there's extraordinary results, but like you, I became a voracious reader. I still today, a day does not go by where I don't have my Kindle close by or my iPad or a book somewhere. I have the biggest library. And so I just think it's so important what you talk about, that the reading piece is so important. Now, I do want to mention for folks out there, there is a little book on my website. Oh, it's not such a little book, but you can check out CandyG.com and Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. And it's a compilation of a lot of the things that I've learned in the last 30 years. But the point is get the information, continue to read it. But there's another piece, though, which I see a lot of people don't do. And I'd heard a statistic about Napoleon Hill. A lot of folks will get great information, but they won't apply it.
Right.
And so it's not knowledge is power, it's the use of knowledge. It's taking this knowledge and applying it. And the statistic that I read was that Napoleon Hill, that through his book, Think and Grow Rich, 1 million millionaires were made. And you might say that's an amazing statistic until you find out that he sold 100 million books. That's 1% of everything sold. And so it's really amazing when you think about it. It's just taking the time to say, I'm committed to my life, I'm committed to me, and I'm committed to taking these steps, even as small as you say they are, you know, they're so important. You know, I started this radio show 8 years ago because I wanted a place for folks to hear the good stuff. I was so tired of 24/7 constantly negative news and people just embedding themselves in the news and also believing it, because a lot of it isn't the truth. And you have to ferret out the truth and figure out what's real. And I will tell you, probably, Vic, there's probably 300 to 400 archived radio shows on my website that people can just go listen to, just click and listen. And amazing folks like yourself that bring such value in an audio format that folks can just listen, download and listen to over and over and over again. But it's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
No, it would have a tremendous impact on someone to go through all those shows. I mean, there's no way that your life would be the same after you got through with it. I'm trying to think of his name. Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was Chief Justice of the United States, says the mind, once stretched by a great idea, never regains its original shape. And in going through those shows, you're going to hear tidbits of stuff that will change the way you think forever. It will stretch your mind beyond, because that's what happened to me. I started listening to Bob Proctor and Charlie Tremendous Jones and Jim Rohn and all these folks. I started listening to them, and they were talking about concepts that I was not familiar with at all. They were not things that I learned in school. They were not things that anybody passed along to me. They're certainly not things that I picked up, you know, from my friends or whatever. They were so foreign. And as I began to see how powerful those concepts were, you know, it radically changed my life. And that's such a worn out phrase, but goodness gracious, that's what happens. And so, you know, if they go over there and just take that archive and they just listen to one show a day, every day they get a different show, they get a different tidbit, it would be different people for sure.
Right, exactly. Now, here we go. We're heading up on another commercial break, and I'm so happy to have you here today, Vic, and we are going to talk a little bit about the journey during the show. But listen, we got a lot of great more stuff. This is a great show, so stick with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. That was my grand friend and mentor, Les Brown. And I'm here today with Vic Johnson. And Vic, you, like I said, you have become an icon in personal development. And you have a website where you share a very, very powerful, very small book called As a Man Thinketh. And I understand that some of the statistics of how many of these books have been downloaded are huge.
Yeah, and before I share that, Candy, I just want to tell you, I was listening to the Les Brown audio here while we were on break here, and you're just so blessed to have worked with him. He was one of the people that was just—I don't know what I would have done had he not crossed my path a couple of times. I had a chance to sit in an audience. He doesn't You know, never knew who I was, but wow, I took the notes that I made, you know, listening to him, and I carried those notes around until they were worn out, and then I took and transferred them over to another piece of paper. They were so, so important. One thing he said, if you can look up, you can get up. And that was at a time when I was flat on my back. And, you know, it made sense what he said. And you're just blessed to have spent the time that you have with him. Our website, asamanthinketh.net, has given away over 400,000 copies of James Allen's little book. I call it the 23 most powerful pages in literary history because it is not a very big book. And a quick story, and this is the importance of reading, and this is the importance of buying books, period. I was at an event in 1994, and Charlie Tremendous Jones, a guy I'd never heard of, was speaking at that event, and just a tremendously powerful speaker, big guy, jovial personality. He had everybody's rapt attention. He certainly had mine. Big believer in books, owned a book company for a number of years, you know, sold millions and millions and millions of books around the world. After he spoke, he was out in the hall selling this huge bag of books. There were 40 or 50 books in the bag. And it was I don't remember what it was now, but it was an unbelievable price. And this was at a time I didn't have a lot of money, a lot of extra money. And I looked in that bag of books, but I had began to read, and I was, you know, getting like you say you are, voracious about it. And I looked at this bag, and I looked in there, and there were a couple of books that I really wanted, and I knew I'd use. And one of them, our friend Bob Berg, was his book was in there. His first book, Endless Referrals, was in there, and there were a couple other big books like that. And I looked at the price of the bag and the price of the value of those books, and I go, heck, the bag's worth that, those couple of books, and then everything else, whatever's in there, you know, is a bonus, and I can give them to somebody. Somebody will want them. And I took that bag home, took out the ones I wanted, put the rest of the books on my bookshelf, and promptly forgot about them. And a couple years later, I was, you know, looking for something to read, not in a real good place in my mind at that point in time. And I looked up that tiny little book. Funny thing is, I'd never heard of it. No one had ever mentioned the name of it. It was written over 100 years ago, influenced a lot of people's lives. I'd never heard of it. I was in my 40s. I pulled that little book out. It was in the early evening. I started reading it, and I had a marker and a yellow highlighter in my hand, and I highlighted it as I went through. I could not put it down. I read it before I went to bed that evening, got up the next day, picked up a different highlighter, read it through again in that day, and highlighted in a different color. And then the third day did the very same thing. I read that book 3 days in a row. Almost every single word was marked by the time I got through with it. That's how much of an impact the whole book had on me. And like I said, very quick read, very, very powerful book. But basically, the bottom line is, it's from the Proverbs in the Old Testament, that as a man thinketh in his heart, of course we know that as a woman thinketh in her heart as well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be, it depends on the interpretation that you get. But basically it says you become what you think about. That's the bottom line. You become what you think about. And that book was so, so powerful, and that when I then was looking for a place to play on the Internet, 10 years ago, as a matter of fact, you know, I went and to see if that domain name was available. It was. I purchased it, and about 8 or 9 months later, started giving the book away.
Very exciting. I have a wonderful story to share with you. Last year, I was at a Miami Heat game, and I was there as a guest of one of my corporate clients. I do a lot of corporate training where I teach folks how to define what it is they want, but then how to keep all of their employees thinking on track. Like I said, I've been studying this stuff for a long time. I have a very systemized program where we've had amazing results. And so I was there with one of my corporate clients, and he had a very special guest there. He had a lot of people there that were at the game, but I was invited up to the private room where there was a private party, and there was a young man, I would bet late 30s, early 40s, and there was just a magic about who this person was. And when I was introduced to him, I was explained who I was as the corporate trainer, but what my job was to get all their thinking on track and how this worked. And so I had a wonderful introduction, and this gentleman looked at me, and he just grinned ear to ear. And I said to him, so what is it that you do? And he is the number two immigrant business owner as far as sales in the country today, which means he came from another country as an immigrant that didn't have a dime and started to build businesses, and now he's worth billions. Literally, Vic, he's worth billions. And he looked at me with this twinkle in his eye, and he said, I read one book, As a Man Thinketh.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how, again, how powerful those 23 pages are. And if you look at a lot of other books that have been published since, to some degree, Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, has many of, it has all the principles. There are some additional principles that Hill shares. But, Think and Grow Rich is based on the same principle that you become what you think about. But so many people have been influenced by, in fact, both of those books. If you got to pick five books, those two would have to be on that list of five, very definitely, because they are proven over time. They are proven life changers, game changers, whatever you want to call them. Very, very, very powerful books.
But also make sure that if you get your hands on them, I know we're going to talk about your websites so that folks will know how to find them and how to be able to tap into your incredible you also have a lot of incredible resources. And as a matter of fact, I signed up today for your e-meditation and received a very wonderful meditation in my email box from you. And we can talk about that in just a moment and why that is so important. But I want to tell you, if you're going to get your hands on these books, which you'll have access to, it's really important that you take the time to read them. You know, the statistics of folks that actually use information, it's really pretty amazing. And I remember I was in an event in London with Les Brown. There were 1,000 salespeople there. And Les and I were hired in as I've had the opportunity to share the stage with him probably 100 times. I mean, it really has been a gift, and I appreciate you saying that, because he's a remarkable, remarkable, remarkable man. And we were in London, and there were 1,000 sales folks there, and I asked if anybody had heard of the book Think and Grow Rich. Well, I had 700 hands in the air. Well, you people that have heard of the book, how many of you bought the book? Now I have 300 hands in the air. Well, you people bought the book, how many of you have read it? Now I have 60 hands in the air. Well, you people have read it. How many of you have taken the time to apply the principles to make real changes in your life? And out of 1,000 people, Vic, there were 2 people that had their hands in the air. And so I think it's important to say, you know, there's going to be access to a lot of great stuff, but use this stuff, you know, listen to it, read it. It's so, absolutely so important.
Yeah, and it's more important to read less and do more than it is, you know, to read more. I mean, the reality is that, you know, I could take, I'm looking at right now, I'm in my library, and I don't know, a couple thousand books in here. I could take probably any one of a certain section of my library, and if I was on a deserted island, you know, that one book probably, I could probably find every solution that I need in that one book if I acted on it. The problem is, we all do this, I'm guilty of it, you know, I go out and I buy something, and I start on it and I put it down, or I never start on it, and if I never start on it, I obviously can't act on it. So I actually teach people, you know, read the book until you reach a point that it's an aha moment where there's some principle that jumps off the page, something that you never knew before, and stop. Don't read any more until you have acted on that principle, that new principle that you've just been introduced to. Do something. Go take some type of action. Don't go farther in the book, because we have a tendency to read that whole book. We come across a lot of great things. We have a lot of aha moments. We get to the end of the book. What a great read. We put it back on our shelf, and nothing changed. You know, without ACTION, nothing's going to change. You absolutely have to act on it. If knowledge alone were all you needed, then obviously the most successful people in the world would be librarians and professors. Knowledge in itself is not enough. You know, you have to take and act on that. And in fact, you take someone who has less knowledge but more action will get more done, be more successful than someone who has all the knowledge and no action. So, it is very, very important to do that. In fact, an old expression, and I'm not even sure where I heard this, but I've heard it a number of times and kind of memorialized it, to know and not to do is not to know. So, you know, just that fact that the fact that you have the knowledge, you know, if you don't take action on that, you really don't know that. It's not fully integrated into who you are. I think you're right. I think action makes so much of anything. Even a bad decision sometimes is made better by the fact that you took some type of action. Or sometimes we don't take any action, and that in itself is a decision. Big point.
Well, I think what you said is a very good point. Even if you're not sure what the right action is, but you take an action, and maybe it's a misstep, but oftentimes what will happen because you're focused in the right direction will just show up for you.
Well, you can't get any feedback. And, you know, scientists, especially people that in that field, they operate on something called feedback. So there has to be some action take place so that you can get some feedback. So whether you know whether you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong. And you know, the reality is that most people can't push on to be successful because they don't have enough feedback. They don't know what works and what doesn't work. And they go out there and they take a little bit of action and they get their, you know, toes stepped on or they make some, you know, mistakes and they think that that's what the game is all about. The game is not about that. We all make mistakes, and the reality is I've just made more mistakes, you know, a lot more mistakes than a lot of people. And I've been willing to do that and not let it affect my esteem or, you know, in fact, I actually take pride in the fact that I can go out and fail and come right back. And I had to learn that. It was not something that that came naturally to me. But the people who are most successful are very resilient people. In fact, talking about Think and Grow Rich, here's an interesting observation. Now, Hill spent 20 years with 500 of the wealthiest people in America. And you know, we're not judging success as simply wealth, but certainly these people had become successful in what they did. And he said of those 500, they all shared one common trait, and that trait was persistence. That was common to every single one of them. And if you stop and think about it, persistence is the quality that you have that says that failure is never final. You know, it's just feedback. Dennis Whately, who was a huge mentor of mine early on and had a great opportunity to have him at one of our events a couple years ago, Dennis says that, you know, that's what we all have to see, that failure is just an event. It's just something that happens. It's feedback. And Dennis, being a scientist himself, you know, really makes a great illustration of how it's just feedback.
Yeah, I don't believe in failure. I believe in alternate outcomes. And I've had a lot of alternate outcomes in my lifetime, so I understand what you're saying well. I appreciate all the wisdom you have to share, but don't you go anywhere. We still got a way to go. We're going to go off on another commercial break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes, and we're going to have more great stuff from Vic Johnson. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back on this beautiful afternoon. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is Candy G with my very special guest, Vic Johnson. You know, you have garnered some pretty extraordinary success, and you've talked about some of the things that you've done. You've listened to books, you've read books, you've listened to audios, you've stayed persistent. Well, as you moved forward and you were staying focused in this direction and learning all of these new tools and a new way of being, was there ever a time, Vic, where you were scared, where there was a fear factor going on, saying, is this really going to work for me?
I'm still scared. The truth is this, and this was another, you know, this is just another eye-opening experience, an aha moment listening to Bob Proctor. I happened to be listening to him at the time live, and you know, we were speaking together, and I was sitting there in my seat just like anybody else listening to him, he said that if you pick a goal, and that goal doesn't cause some fear, if it doesn't cause your stomach to go a little a twitter, you know, if it doesn't make you feel a little uncomfortable, it's probably not a very big goal. And if it's not a very big goal, it's probably not something that's going to keep you, it's going to keep your interest. It's going to make you want to get up when you're knocked down. It's going to make you want to walk through or over or around that obstacle. That's going to keep you going day after day after day. You know, Les does such a great teaching on principles like that. You got to have something big. If it's a tiny goal, then the first time you get any real obstacle or, you know, any real difficulty, then you're going to just fold up your cards and go home. No big deal. No, nothing big to lose.
I mean, sure,
nothing,
no
big,
harm,
to,
no
nothing big to gain, so nothing big to lose. But if you've got a big goal, guess what? You're going to have that twinge of fear. You know, the thing about fear, and Zig Ziglar has done probably as clear a teaching on that as I've ever heard. You know, the fear is something that, first of all, we all have. It's a part of our nature, and we all have it. The courage is not the absence of fear. People who have courage are not people who don't have any fear in their life. They're simply people who've learned how to master it. They've learned how to operate with it. And what I found out is that, you know, when that fear makes its way known to me, that's telling me, hey, there's something good here on the other side of that. Now, there's a time to take caution and to look both ways to make sure there's no oncoming traffic, but generally it's a caution light. Lisa Jimenez, our great friend who lives down there near you, who's also going to be out at the premiere of The Journey, you know, Lisa teaches in Conquer Fear that you know, the fear is not a stoplight. It's not something that's meant to stop you. It's meant to slow you down, take a little caution, but know that there's something good on the other side of that. And, you know, if I don't feel it on a regular basis, it means I'm not striving big enough. It means I've gotten too comfortable with where I'm at. It means that I'm not growing anymore, because anytime you're growing, there's going to be pains. There's going to be fear. And I still have a lot of
and panic.
Absolutely. Sure.
Absolute panic. Yeah, I've got a couple of big things going on at the moment. I've been feeling a little bit of that panic this week, but in an excited way. Let the big opportunities continue to come this way, I say. Let's talk about the movie The Journey and how exciting this project is. So you and I have had the opportunity to be a cast member. Not only that, we've had the opportunity to film together, which again was just really a great joy and a gift for me to be able to work with you and spend some time with you. But we've some of the folks that are part of this movie, there's Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Nick Halleck, Mick Moore, Glenda Fallon, Ridgely Goldsboro, yourself, Judy Moreo, Roland Roberts, Dr. Dallas Humble, Alicia, and Carrie Schneider. I mean, the list just goes on. Just Dr. Joe Rubino, Matt Browning, Kimberly Adams, Doug Vermeeren, Dale Halloway, Melinda and Don Boyer, and Tia Crystal. What a great cast of characters.
It's a great cast, and, you know, I don't know all of them, but the ones that I know are all people who have become great teachers, who have, in most all those cases, are people who live through a great struggle, We know, many people know about the struggle that Bob had early in his life, and Brian as well had a similar struggle early in his life. But all the people that I know in that cast are people who have lived through struggle, and I think that's what makes for a great cast, because these are people who have walked it. They're not people who are, teaching out of a book or teaching out of something that they heard somebody say that they thought was a good idea. These are people who've lived it, and this is the second movie project that I've worked with Don and Melinda on, and I know this one, will be as great as the first one was, and just I know the day that you and I spent, you could feel the energy. I mean, it very very definitely, this is a project that I think a lot of people will find something to relate to in that movie, and that's 90% of this is knowing that there's somebody out there just like you who's either gone through the struggle or they're going through the struggle and they made it to the other side. And that to me, when I was in that place and I was sitting there going, this is not where I want to be, I don't know how I'm going to get there, and I really don't know what's going to be there when I get there, but I know I don't want to be here. And when I looked at on the other side and I saw all the people standing on there, I go, that's where I want to be. And then as I began to study them and heard that, their struggle, I'm going, okay, well, if they got there, that means if I study what they did, if I duplicate what they did to get to the other side, then I'll get over there too. And I think that's what makes this project so good.
I agree with you. Just having folks that are very authentic about it, and what's really great about this movie, it's a very different format from other real life teaching movies that I've seen. It's not just talking heads. There's a bona fide storyline to follow, which I think is just really fun because it's a very different format. But the other thing is all of the folks, Vic, that I have met and that I know that are part of this project, they are so part of this project because they want to make a difference. The intention behind the people that are involved in this project is really extraordinary. And so I know that there is amazing power in the intention behind what you do. What is your conversation about intention?
Well, I think that there's always a lot of people out there hurting. I mean, back in the mid-90s, when I was having my struggle, there were tremendous prosperity in the world, but there were still a lot of people like me who were struggling. And now today, probably in our lifetime, probably more people with some type of serious struggle, in many cases tied to finances because of some of the things that have happened in the economy. But I think the ability to take and communicate, what you used to walk down the path, and certainly that's what I do. My intention is to be nothing more than what I am, and that's just someone who struggled a lot, failed a lot, made a lot of mistakes, and in doing all that, I was able to make enough of the right choices, take enough action. I became kind of a maniac about taking action. I realized that a lot of times in my life up to the, prior to my success that I had let things, opportunities pass by because I didn't move, I didn't act. And, I sent out an email last week to our audience, talking about the principle that money loves speed. And if you look at opportunities, there's opportunities that come along that they're there today. They're only there for a brief period of time. If you act on them, there's tremendous success on the other side. So, my intention every day is simply to share, to be as transparent as I can and to share that with others. And, some people will get it from me that they couldn't get it from somebody else the same way that I got it from people I couldn't get it from some and I got it from others. And the reason that I could go into my mid-40s and have never heard some of these principles, when everything was right, when the field was fertile, the seed took root, and things have been a great ride since then.
Awesome. Good stuff. It is awesome. Good stuff. All right, we're heading off to our last commercial break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with a little more of Candy G and Vic Johnson on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at AmeriJet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back. We're so happy to have Vic Johnson here with us today. We're getting to the end of our hour here on Nothing But Good News Radio. And a couple of things I want you to know is if you're interested in coming to the Gala Red Carpet event, that will be next Thursday, December 9th, and that is in Anaheim Hills. You can go to thejourneymovie.net, and I think there may be, I'm not sure how many tickets are left, but you can check out and see. I do know if you get a VIP ticket, you will get at least $250 worth of product from the authors and cast members, and I will tell you what an amazing, amazing thing to do. And there are some general admission tickets as well, but just go to thejourneymovie.net and find your way out there, because I have to tell you, it is an opportunity to do exactly what Vic talked about. You know, join us for this exclusive red carpet event, and you'll be the first ones to see the movie, and then you will have the opportunity to meet and mingle with cast members, take photos, and receive an autograph book or product from each cast member. So it's a pretty exciting thing, so I would check it out, thejourneymovie.net. And Vic, tell us a little bit about how folks can find you and some of the great stuff that you're sharing.
Well, you know, I would suggest that everyone, you know, get an e-book copy. If you want a print copy, those are available as well. But, you know, you get a free e-book copy of As a Man Thinketh from our website at asamanthinketh.net, asamanthinketh.net. You can download a free ebook copy of As a Man Thinketh there. Also, when you're on that site, you'll see a link that says Think and Grow Rich. And some time back, because of the phenomenal impact that Think and Grow Rich had in our life, it's a bigger book, much bigger book than As a Man Thinketh. And so we decided to start giving away print copies. So you can actually get a press, you know, nice press quality bound copy of Think and Grow Rich. It's the original 1937 edition of Napoleon Hill's first edition of Think and Grow Rich. You can get a printed copy of that on the same website. If you click on the Think and Grow Rich link, all we ask people to do in that case is pay a modest shipping and handling charge. There's no obligation. You pay the shipping and handling, which really for us is just a way to separate those who are, you know, might use the material from those who are just curious. No obligation from there. And there's a lot of other tools. Free videos, free audios. We got some great stuff, a great audio by Jim Rohn, one of my mentors, legendary trainer. We've got a lot of e-books and whatever, asamanthinketh.net.
That's all awesome. And also, what about VicJohnson.com? I mean, I really enjoyed some of your posts there today.
Yeah, well, thanks. Well, you know, we've got, a dozen now different websites. As a Man Thinketh is our anchor site. It will be celebrating 10 years on January 12th. And then VicJohnson.com is where I post, not as regularly as I should, but you know, share some of my opinion there and share some of the stuff I've seen or heard or read from other folks. Goals2go.com with the number 2 is a site where we're getting ready to give away a free goal setting sheet worksheet for 2011 and a step-by-step video to take you through that. MyDailyInsights.com, if you want to get a little bit of energy every day, first thing in your mailbox. We've been doing that now, I think, going on to be 7 years in April, right at 100,000 subscribers every day. Get that, MyDailyInsights.com. So we got a couple places that right away you can get some free resources and, you know, keep building on what you've already got started.
And, you know, as Vic was talking earlier about reading something every day and listening to something every day, right here are several websites that are extraordinary resources for you to go to and get some of these tips and tools. And I will tell you, if you're driving or even if you're just listening and taking notes, just remember the show is recorded. It's going into the archives on kandeeg.com. That's KANDEEG.com. There is so much great, great, great information in there. I mean, there's just a host of incredible guests, and we continue to have some extraordinary guests on the show. And so I could name off a laundry list of great shows for you to go listen to, but just go in and poke around, and you'll find Brian Tracy and Les Brown and amazing folks, and then some other folks that you've never heard of that have incredible stories and incredible insights. I'm very excited to say on Thursday this week we will have Dee Wallace. Dee Wallace, you'll remember her. She was the mother from the movie E.T. She'll be here with us on Nothing But Good News Radio as she talks about the power of conscious creation. We're very excited to have Dee Wallace with us this Thursday from 3 to 4. All right, so we have 2 minutes before we go off the air. Vic, you know, take about a minute, and what would you like to share with the listening audience before you go?
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, whatever it is that that's in your heart, whatever that dream has been that you've covered over, that you've, you know, maybe given up on, maybe you never even had a lot of hope in to begin with, but it's always been there. It's something that you know that would, you know, be a place that you'd like for your life to go. Know that, you know, it's possible. As Les Brown, great possibility teacher, Les is. It's possible. You know, it's possible for you to do that, and it's possible because likely chances are someone else has done it. And if someone else has done it, you can do it. And, you know, one of the eye-opening things for me came in 1997. I heard a speaker say, the size of your success is determined by the size of your belief. And I think in many, many people's cases, they just don't believe that they can do it. They know other people can do it. They see other people doing it. The reality, and this is why it's so important to get around and associate with like-minded people who have ambition, who have you know, have some goals in their life, who want to change and grow and become more than they are. The reason it's important to get around them, because you'll see people who are achieving, who are made the same way that you are, who make they're human just like you are. They make the same mistakes, but they have a way to pick themselves up. It'll be easier for you to do that. It'll be easier for you to believe that you can do it when you get around other people that are already doing it.
Well, I so appreciate you being with us today, Vic. And for everyone out there listening, let this show be your defining moment. Let this one be your call to action. Go ahead and go out there. Put one foot in front of the other. Put that foot towards that dream. And you know what I want you to do, don't you? I want you to get out there and live life like you mean it. This has been Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and I'm so glad you're with us today. Thanks, and bye for now.